Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my NFL legend video. It's Ronnie Lott by way of USC, the San Francisco 49ers. If you like the video today, please come and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott is a year older than me. And me having the ability to go to school at the University of Arkansas in my 4 years, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Even though I was in the Southwest Conference and I went to a Southwest Conference school and I got to see Dan Hampton and the Eyes, Michael Singletary, and the Goggles, Eric Dickerson, and the Gabriel Rivera, Gary Anderson, Billy Ray Smith, but my eyes were still kind of peeping over there on the West Coast. And I was following that USC program. And one of the favorite players was Ronnie Lott out of San Fernando, California. Same high school as the late great film director John Singleton. This was a special, special football player, man. I'm going to go back when he was in college. And I guess when he got to the pros, I didn't think Ronnie Lott was going to be that physical. But in college, he ended his career at USC with 14 interceptions, over 250 tackles. And he went in that 81 draft, which arguably by one of our great talents here, Bobby Butler, saying the greatest draft ever. Lawrence Taylor, Bobby Butler, Dennis Smith, George Rogers, and the great LT, Lawrence Taylor, Hugh Green. Ronnie Lott was the 8th pick of that draft. But when he was at SC, I kind of saw the stardom. I remember the Alabama game my freshman year, watching it on TV in my dorm at Buchanan Drake, and they had that win over Alabama 24-15 in September. He made some plays in that game, but you really didn't think Ronnie Lott was going to be explosive on the pro level. And maybe on that 7-8 USC team, he had so much talent around him. Paul McDonald, Charles White, Pat Howe, Brad Buddy, Anthony Munoz, Keith Van Horn, Dennis Smith, Ricky Gray, Gary Cobb, Larry Magura. They had a young freshman from Augusta, Georgia by the name of Chip Banks, who was the first-round pick of the Cleveland Browns. And you had Jeff Fisher. We know how great he was as a coach. Then you had Marcus Allen as a freshman, and then you had Byron Dobby. But Ronnie Lott kind of stayed in the background. Then he was a consensus All-American in 1980. But when he got with the San Francisco 49ers, which was my last year in college, he came on the scene, man. Explosive. Wow. Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2000, 10-time Pro Bowler, first team All-Pro 8 times, 1,146 tackles, 63 interceptions, 11 forced fumbles, and 5 touchdowns in the national champion in 1970. But what stuck out to me not what he did going forth in league, but his rookie season in Frisco. How he became a leader and a starter at the left cornerback position. And I remember a game that's going to set Ronnie Lott's career. It was against the Dallas Cowboys. Candlestick Park. San Francisco signed three rookies in the secondary. Eric Wright out of University of Missouri. Carlton Williamson out of Pittsburgh. And Ronnie Lott. And in that football game, he had two interceptions. Took one back for a touchdown. Frisco won 45-14. That protocol them to being, a lot of people say, the team of the 80s. Because that year they went on and won the Super Bowl his rookie year. But what I saw in the guy that day, the skill set was unbelievable. And when I'm talking about the skill set, man, the skill set, collision as a player, A+. The sacrifice of his own body, A+. Playing with rage, A+. The emotional frenzy, A+. The work ethic, A+. Intense, A+. Fierce competitor, A+. Comes from your toes as a player, A+. Comes from your soul, A+ as a player. Aggressiveness, A+. Fearless, A+. Nightmare in the secondary, A+. Perfectionist, A+. Middle linebacker, playing cornerback, A+. Playing hurt that day at the highest level, A+. And a warrior-like attitude, A+. Backbone, A+. The courage, A+. And getting back to Warriors. Warrior come out to play. And then his rookie season. He had 7 interceptions that year. 3 for touchdowns. Can I say Lynn Barney 2, Detroit Lions. Jackson State University. But on that day, October 11, 1981, I know Ronnie Lott was going to be something very, very serious in the National Football League, and he didn't disappoint. And there's 2 moments that stick out of my mind to just show you how special football play was. 3 moments. If he was playing now, he probably wouldn't be in the league because I consider him the knockout artist. Going back playing Atlanta Falcons when he knocked out Ron Middleton, the tight end who weighed 262 pounds. Then going back when he knocked out his own teammate, Hobie Brenner. But this defines Ronnie Lott and why I consider him pound for pound the best defensive back that played at this level. Super Bowl. Cincinnati Bengals, first quarter, Icky Woods coming out a tremendous rookie season. 1,066 yards that year, 15 touchdowns in the Super Bowl. End of the first quarter, Icky Woods going through the hole full speed. And Ronnie Lott, collision, knockout, put you to sleep. I need my toy, sleep, sleep. And after that, Icky Woods was no more good. Because 3 years later, Icky Woods only had 459 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns. A lot of people say because Icky Woods had a bad hip. No, it was about that hit in the Super Bowl by Ronnie Lott out of San Fernando, USC. The 49ers. And see, Icky Woods was out of National Football League. Not for long. And Ronnie Lott continued on and then won another Super Bowl as a starting free safety for the San Francisco 49ers. And then what made him special is that he took his game to the next level when the playoffs came around. 20 playoff games, 9 interceptions, 2 touchdowns. Then in the Super Bowl against the Miami Dolphins, how well he played in his second Super Bowl championship against Mark Duper and Mark Clayton. and a red-hot second-year guy by the name of Dan Marino. University of Pittsburgh had 48 touchdowns that year with the Miami Dolphins. Pound for pound, the young man you're seeing on the screen running a lot has been no better football player. Physical. And I know we talk about great cornerbacks. We talk about great players. There's been some great ones, Daryl Green, Deion Sanders. But a guy that played the game old school, that came out and knocked you out and sacrificed, guy had his pinky cut off and continued still playing. It's no better than Ronnie Lott. But I'm going to tell you what I respect Ronnie Lott. Not because of his football prowess, but what he's done after the game. He's been a hell of a businessman. Out there in the Santa Clara, San Jose area in California, two very successful car dealerships, Toyota and Mercedes-Benz. He's been a great businessman. And he's kind of stayed in the back. Man, much kudos to Ronnie Lott, man. One of the best that ever done it. Kudos to USC. Kudos to the San Francisco 49ers. Guy was a hell of a football player, man. Eighth round pick in the 1981 draft. All I can think about Ronnie Lott, like the great LL Cool J. And one more time before I get to that, special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Like the great, great LL Cool J. Mama, I'm going to knock you out. Knockout artist. Put you to sleep. Put you to sleep. Ronnie Lott. Man, it's fantastic to do these videos on these great players. Ronnie Lott was one of the best that ever done it. Kudos to the 49er Nation. Kudos to Bill Walsh for drafting this young man. Kudos to John Robinson coaching him at USC. Class act. Outstanding football player. And it's no question about it. He had people out there scared. He had them receivers scared. One more time, knockout artist.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner with 100 Yards Football. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.